The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them, so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals. Whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation, Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
This could have gone horribly wrong. At the time, it was like exciting because it was like, ooh, like this is really dangerous. But watching it now, I have like a whole new perspective where I'm like, holy crap, we could have killed ourselves.
Welcome, MythFits.
Welcome, MythFits, and Carrie, we have some exciting news. I don't know if you heard this, but we just got some awards from Spotify. We were the most shared show and marathon show. I don't know. This is the producer just sent over this information. So we did pretty well. This podcast did well in 2025.
Oh my God, that is good news. I had no idea.
Are you serious?
I didn't know that.
Our fans are awesome for listening. It's because of you guys that we have achieved this.
Oh my gosh, that is such good news. I mean, I'm going to be honest. I needed that right now. I don't know if anybody else feels this because like I really want to be all like cinnamon spice and cheer because it's like Christmas and merriment and all. I get kind of blue this time of year. Like I guess it's because it's a marker of the passing of time and there's so much reflection that happens.
I think that is a very normal thing for people because it's like, if you're not feeling or, you know, reaching that expectation, it does get you down.
I gotta say, man, with it getting dark early, I'm watching a lot of movies these days. And my favorite Christmas movie that I make my daughter suffer through because she's seen it too many times, Die Hard, man. Die Hard's best Christmas movie ever.
You took mine. All right.
Is that yours?
I got to come up with a different one.
How badly do you want to rappel off a building and shoot through glass so you can get into the building?
All right. Since you picked Die Hard, which is my favorite, I'm going to have to pick a different one. I would have to say Christmas Vacation with Chevy Chase.
I thought you were going to say Elf. I really thought you were going to say
Elf. That's a good one. That is a great one.
Freaking love Elf. Elf that was a surprise Christmas movie for me. I had no idea how good it was going to be. And it lives up every single year. I watch that movie again. I love Will Ferrell. I love Elf.
You know why else I'm excited about today is because we're going to be talking about one of my favorite things, and that is movies. And we're going to be looking at old episodes where we tested Hollywood myths.
We did some wanted myths I would love to talk about.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. We did Curving a Bullet. So in the movie, she's trying, these assassins are like super assassins and they could, you know, do all these crazy stunts. There's a scene where they're training the new assassin how to hit a target around an obstacle.
Yeah. So it's they're bending science and physics where they swing the gun so fast that the bullet actually bends. And it was, I mean, I think everybody was trying to dissect this to see if it was a possibility, like at least on the message boards. And that was a fun one for us to pull apart because it was perfect. It was testable. It was sciencey. It was, you know, of course, it was like superhero-ish because it was the movies. Like it was, I liked that one when it came around. The only thing I was upset about is usually when I get to do some sort of play acting on Mythbusters, like I get to wear like a cool costume and stuff. But I was like 5 months pregnant. So I was just a big ball and I couldn't dress like sexy like Angelina Jolie.
So funny watching the episode, though. It was terrifying. Like while we were doing it, we were in the moment. So I didn't see the danger until now. Now, here I am, you know, years later, looking back and going, how the hell did they let us do that? We went out. Our first experiment was we were just going to go for it, right? We went out to somebody's ranch and they let us basically just swing our arms and fire a gun into a target. And the camera crew is standing behind us. They're behind bullet shields, but still, like, if either of us had overswung and accidentally shot, it could have gone horribly wrong. Plus, I think there was cattle on this farm. And so the rancher was like, just, you know, if you see cows walking up the hill, you know, try to scare them away. Don't take the shot because, you know, we wouldn't want to lose a cow.
I mean, everyone who's taken any sort of gun safety knows that you keep your barrel towards the end of the range. You keep your finger off the trigger. Like there are protocols and rules that we were, you know, very strict about. And yes, our crew were behind bulletproof shields, but those shields also, they are rimmed with aluminum, right? That is ricochet material right there. And yes, we were wearing flak jackets, but not on our heads. I remember this because I had gone to my doctor and I'm my poor obstetrician, because I would ask her questions that she was just like, I don't freaking know. Why? Nobody's ever asked me this before. But I'm like, okay, so when do I have to stop shooting guns? Because like, I want to know when the baby has ears and is it going to hurt her ears? Like, and that, you know, and she's like referring me to cops to go talk to. Like women in the line of duty would have to know this sort of thing. But like, you know, just for, you know, safety, let's wear the flak jacket, which, by the way, we had to get a very big one to fit around my belly. But every time we shot a gun, Stella would kick. So I'm like,
oh wow.
She can hear it. She can hear it.
Yeah, no kidding, because it's right by your stomach. You know what, Carrie? This time of year, around the holidays, it can be very stressful, you know, with gifts, planning parties, going to parties, getting everything done for the end of the year. But you know what you don't want? You don't want that stress coming to bed with you.
Absolutely. For situations like that, doctors look for treatments that help both the brain and body. And that's where Rugiette Ready comes in.
I see what you did there. Unlike Viagra or Cialis, Rugiette Ready is a next-generation prescription treatment designed to help prime your brain for arousal and increased blood flow.
It combines three clinically proven ingredients in one mint that dissolves under the tongue so it absorbs fast. Most men are ready in about 15 minutes, so you can stay present and confident and in control when the moment is right.
Over 150,000 men have already made the switch to Rugiette. Rugiette connects you with a board-certified doctor online, and your treatment gets shipped discreetly to your door.
What are you going to ask for in your stocking? Or, more importantly, what is she going to ask for in hers? For a limited time only, head to Rugiette.com/MythFits to get 15% off your order. That's Rugiette.com/MythFits and get 15% off your order. Rugiette.com/MythFits.
Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
Watching us go for it, we had the gun sticking down at the ground, and then we whipped it up across our face and took the shot. I mean, we could have shot our foots. We could, there's so many things. It was such a bad idea. It was like when it comes to gun safety, it's a bad idea. And so I was watching this episode the other day just to kind of refresh my memory. And my daughter's watching it, and now she's like, let's watch Mythbusters, right? She's 4 years old, and she's liking the show. And I'm like, okay, cool. But now she's swinging her hands around and going,
poof, poof. Oh, no.
So, I've just taught her the worst gun safety, and she's just only 4 years old. How great is that?
I remember when we were watching the rough cut, and we were in the shop. And as I'm putting on the flak jacket in the rough cut, Rob, the announcer, comes on and goes, well, it's a little late for protection now, Carrie. I was dying. I could have peed myself. I'm like, that is the best line. That is some A-plus writing. And then when the show went out into distribution, they took that out. I was so sad.
It's too salacious, Carrie. This is Discovery Channel's family show.
Funny. That was so funny. I wish they left that line in. I wish people could sometimes see the rough cuts that we saw, because sometimes there was stuff in there that was just like cutting good and witty. But as the show got more popular, they kind of took out anything that was a wink and a nod at some adult humor. Like in the beginning, we were very Looney Tunes, you know, in that we would tell an adult joke with like a wink that kids wouldn't get. Like there, I remember there was an animation of Jamie and Adam going into the same hotel, and they made like a sort of offhanded, like, hey, they're going into the hotel together because they're ambiguously gay kind of comment.
Oh, really?
Yeah. But then
I remember that was a question we get all the time. It was either, are they brothers or are they boyfriend and boyfriend?
I mean, let's just leave that one to the conspiracy theorists. But yeah, I think we almost suffered from our popularity just a little bit with some of the writing, because there was some really great writers working on Mythbusters. And so I feel like sometimes we straitjacketed them a little bit, like, oh, can't say the funny stuff.
Yeah. So after we went for it, because I remember it got even more dangerous. Like rewatching the show, I was like, oh my God. It's going to get more dangerous. We're ramping up the danger factor of this experiment. We went and got Grant's old sword swinging rig.
The most dangerous robot he's
the
ever
most dangerous,
invented.
Like this thing would sometimes go off accidentally. And if, you know, if you weren't far enough away, you would get killed. So now we're removing the sword and we're attaching a gun mechanism that we can attach a gun and actually swing the gun and shoot the bullet. And we go to the South San Francisco gun range to test this. And again, they're letting us bring this machine into their shooting range, which isn't 100% foolproof. Like it goes off occasionally if you know, you're not careful. And Grant had like 25 steps that we had to go through. And at this point, he and I both had helmets and bulletproof jackets because, like, this could have gone horribly wrong. And so we're setting this whole thing up. And at the time, it was, like, exciting because it was like, ooh, like, this is really dangerous. But watching it now, I have, like, a whole new perspective where I'm like, Holy crap, we could have killed ourselves if it had spun around and shot towards us in the back of the shooting range. Somebody could have got hit. I mean, it was just like the amount of insanity that they let us get away with. It boggles my mind.
I mean, that rig was dangerous, even if it was didn't have a gun or a sword on it. It was like neck height. Right. It was on a hair trigger, and it would just spin around so fast.
Yeah. So let's take that really dangerous machine and let's put a gun on it. Oh my God. What the hell are we thinking?
I mean, there's so many reasons Mythbusters would never be made today. One is like, I think we used a lot of guns, and I don't think people are very sensitive about it now because we always thought of them as tools, but I think the fetishization of guns has made it so that like people are very sensitive to guns on TV. I just don't see the kind of shows that we used to see. Besides that, all of the stuff that we did is such imitable behavior, and I know that we got out of it by being like, well, don't try this at home. And that's it. That was the whole thing. Like, okay, well, now we're cool. We're covered now. We're covered for the lawsuits now.
But you know what I really loved about that whole experiment is how we figured out that the bullet wasn't bending.
Yeah.
Because we set up these big sheets of, like, it was like 8x10 sheets, frames of sheets of paper down the shooting range. And so as the bullet would go through I think they were like spaced every 6 feet. We could stick a laser through those holes to see if the bullet went straight or if it actually bent, went off course, and then came back in. And that was just, it was like one of those problems where you're like, how are we going to be able to tell if this bullet is bending? Like, we could put a high-speed camera and try to capture it, but we're not going to get the bullet in focus the whole length of the range. But coming up with that gauge... It was like, oh,
whose
man,
idea look. Was that? Because I cannot remember whose idea that was, but that was actually a really beautiful and simple way to illustrate the point. Was that your idea? That was your idea?
I don't want to be like, I thought of that, but yeah.
No. I mean, it's very elegant. It's a very good way to explain it with the laser going through the holes. Like, I also thought, I mean... Sometimes there is some serious genius in the simplicity of being able to tell a story. And I think that that is something that you always had ideas like that were really good at the storytelling element. Because I know the technology now that people have with cameras and everything would, you know, you could probably get the slow-mo guys in and figure that all out. But like,
totally,
just a visceral in the moment response to this elegant idea really showed the science. It really showed that the bullet's going to go straight no matter what it does because you had a laser pointer and paper. I love that.
It was a very visual way of just explaining that it went straight. But yeah, you're right. Now we would probably put a high-speed camera way up high so you could actually see the trajectory of the bullet just going down. Man, we should... get the slow-mo guys and see if they could help us retest.
Solve some of those problems. I also remember that was one of the things that my doctor did say. She's like, if you're shooting a bunch of guns, you can't, there's lead everywhere. Like when you're at the gun range, I wasn't allowed to cross and help you guys out with the helmets and stuff at the other end because there's just lead everywhere. And I had to be so careful of what I touched. And I was thinking like, how hard is it to be like a policewoman? And have to go to the range and all the things that they have to do and deal with. It's like, that was one day for me, but like, it's just such a baller job to be a policewoman and still a mother. Like, wow, that is brave.
But is that the real reason?
That I didn't go to the
end
of the
range?
Why
you didn't come and help us?
Not Grant's scary ass machine.
Is that something you told us? My doctor said I can't help. I can't
I
help clean
doctor's
up.
Note.
Sorry, guys.
I don't have to do any of the icky stuff.
Yeah. My doctor said I'm not allowed. One of the movie myths that it's like a classic. You see it in so many movies. In fact, I just saw it. I did a double feature of First Blood and Rambo 2. And it was like the best double feature.
Wait. How does it hold up?
Amazing. They're two completely different movies. One is like a very emotional, like, you know, the soldier comes back from Vietnam and he's very, you know, distraught from what he experienced and getting back into a normal life. The next Rambo 2 is like just a crazy action film. Yeah. But from the, as I'm watching it, there's a scene where he's like shooting up an army truck and it explodes. So he hits a gas tank and it explodes. And I was like, oh my God, like we've tested that many times on Mythbusters. You see it so many movies where they shoot the gas tank and the car blows up.
Yeah, I think that like one of the biggest movie myths of all time has got to be how easy it is to light gasoline on fire. Like, yeah, nah, you take a cigarette and you throw it into the line of gasoline and it just lights immediately up and then something blows up. Or you shoot into a gas tank, it instantly blows up. No, it's so hard to light gasoline on fire. Yeah. We tried it so many times. You have to have so much of the gasoline kind of vapor in the air to actually get anything to light. And then there has to be some sort of, light. Like, I think we made it plausible with tracer rounds-ish. Like, I didn't totally buy it. But, like, you could kind of light the inside of a gas tank on fire when we shot into it with tracer rounds because there would be some sort of ignition as long as it had been aerated enough. So you had to shoot it and shoot it and shoot it and shoot it. Just that idea that one single bullet being shot directly into a gas tank blows up the car, that is just, it's unlikely. I would say completely, completely busted.
Yeah. I mean, we tested it a million times. And yeah, you know, there could be a spark, but the spark wouldn't be hot enough to actually ignite the gas. You had mentioned the incendiary rounds. And that definitely caught the gas tank on fire. Do you remember when we were out in Arizona and we were shooting propane tanks and we were trying to see if we can make, because that's like another trope from action films where it's like, there's the propane tank. Here comes the bad guys. Shoot the tank and it'll explode. And we shot it with everything, even with tracer rounds. But it wasn't until we got a Gatling gun with regular rounds, tracer rounds, and incendiary rounds. They call it a clown load.
Clown round.
And it wasn't until we hit the tank with that amount of ammunition that the gas tank actually, the gas bottle blew up. And it was like epic.
I think that wasn't that 007 myth? Wasn't that from that movie?
Yeah,
where he hits
totally.
The propane tanks and
whoosh,
everything blows. I mean, I'm sure I've seen it in a million movies, but I remember specifically that one. I love watching movies now with that sort of like, oh, I wish we could test that. I feel like I'm going to start making a list so that we can talk about them on the podcast because it happens all the time. And I probably text you and be like, have you seen this movie? There's no way that can happen. But I think that we should actually keep a list just in case, you know, who knows? Maybe
who knows?
We'll reboot Mythbusters sometime.
Netflix might be like, hey, we want to reboot Mythbusters. Let's go.
Ever feel like your money just disappears each month? It's easier than ever to overspend, from subscriptions piling up to impulse buys after seeing an ad on your phone to ordering takeout a few times a month.
It's like socks disappearing in a dryer. Remember we tested that? Rocket Money is a personal finance app that helps you find and cancel your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills so you can grow your savings. Rocket Money helps you rein it in by showing you where your money is going and helping you make better decisions so you can keep more money in your pocket.
Rocket Money can help you cut your spending in a specific category like dining, shopping, or subscriptions, or wherever you're wasting too much of your time. Rocket Money shows all your expenses in just one place, including subscriptions you forgot all about. And if you see a subscription you no longer want, Rocket Money will help you cancel it.
Rocket Money has saved users over $2.5 billion, including over $880 million in canceled subscriptions alone. Their 10 million members save up to $740 a year when they use all of the app's premium features.
Cancel your unwanted subscriptions and reach your financial goals faster with Rocket Money. Go to rocketmoney.com/mythfits today. That's rocketmoney.com/mythfits.
5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
I mean, on Moto Mythbusters, I do remember that scene where isn't it De Niro gets into a car that blows up,
yeah,
a Cadillac, but they said that he survived because there was like a sheet of steel underneath the seat, and that's how he survived the explosion.
Yes.
Was it what movie was that? Was it Casino?
It was Casino, which is funny because I just did another double feature. It was Thanksgiving evening. We did Goodfellas and Casino.
Okay, so you remember this very, very well.
Yeah.
Please, okay, that I remember. I was really jealous that they waited until the show was canceled, but then you got to do Moto Mythbusters and test it.
On Moto Mythbusters, we did, we tested that. The scene is Robert De Niro's character is saved. You know, a mobster puts an explosive device underneath his seat, but because there was this steel plate that nobody outside the factory knew about, that saved his life. We did so much research. Turns out there was never a steel plate underneath that vehicle. Like, I don't know where they got that information. He did survive the blast, like in real life, the real person who was based on the De Niro character. This is a real story. If you look it up in Vegas, somebody tried to blow up his car, but it had nothing to do with the steel plate, an extra steel plate underneath the seat.
How did he survive? He just jumped out on time?
It was probably like a faulty explosive device. You know, maybe it didn't go off all at the same time, or maybe it just wasn't strong enough. But if you look at the car, like if you Google this story, you see the car and you're like, how the heck did he survive? Like that car was just mangled.
I just realizing right now you're wearing a Moto Mythbusters t-shirt.
Yeah.
Like maybe that's why I thought of it. Maybe
it's subliminal.
You're sending me clues.
Motor Mythbuster. Yeah.
I totally forgot about that. That was another show that, God, I'm such a little baby. I'm like, why didn't they call me for that show? Obviously, I don't know how to fix cars. That girl was way better for fixing cars. I just was like, I want to test some of that stuff. You guys did such funny things on that show.
It was a bummer is I was hoping it was going to be like old Mythbusters where we're just like doing all these crazy experiments, but because it was for Motor Trend, they wanted it very how to, you know, almost like a YouTube channel of how to fix this car, how to change the tires, how to, you know, it was very like, we're going to explain all the mechanical aspects to this myth as opposed to just, let's just test it and get crazy. Yeah, you know, just do crazy stunts.
They just wanted to slap Mythbusters on any show that they possibly
totally
could to like, just, okay, the brand's working. Let's just call this Motor Mythbusters. Okay, we're going to do Mythbusters Junior. Okay, we're going to.
Yeah.
It was like, no. What made the show magic? You're not pushing into any of these things.
I was shocked when they called because I was just like, what? What? Like, why are you redoing it? Like, let it be. They like talk me into it. So I was like, yeah, okay.
Did they talk you into it with a paycheck? They get you to do it.
Yeah. And executive producer credit.
Oh, there you go. Yeah.
That's how they talked me into it. But another episode that came from the movie Wanted where we got a lot of people upset with us. It was the car flip. Do you remember that?
Oh, yeah.
We destroyed a lot of Mustangs, a lot of old classic Mustangs.
But we weren't destroying like these like cherry restored Mustangs that were perfect. I mean, we basically they were just shells of their former selves. They were long gone.
Yes, I 100% agree. But I just remember like people were like, what? Like a 60s Mustang? How could you?
Here's what this is. This is a Viking burial. This is an awesome way for this car to go. Oh, I was just like, you guys, it will live forever in infamy. Like, it didn't just get crushed in a stupid junkyard. Like, that Mustang is now featured in a show. It got to flip. It was a much more exciting ending for that car. Can we just, like, think of the positive here?
Yeah.
We gave it a Viking burial.
We've immortalized it. It's bringing back so many memories, Carrie. So the scene is from the movie Wanted with Angelina Jolie, and she is driving a Corvette, and I forget the other actor's name, is driving a Mustang, and there's a bad guy who is driving in the same direction as the two cars. And so what they try to do, they work in unison where he uses the Corvette as a ramp to jump up into the air, do a spin in the air, and then he can reach the bad guy in the bulletproof limousine, and he shoots him through the sunroof.
I'm sorry.
So good.
Oh my God. So did she put on the brakes to lower the front of the car in the movie?
Yes,
yeah, that was it. That's I remember this now. Yeah, because I remember being out on the Alameda runway and trying this. And it was so fun to crash cars on the Alameda runway. I mean, first of all, you're in this amazing setting. We have a giant runway with a view of San Francisco off in the distance. We've got all this space to just mess around. I mean, every time we go out there, somebody was doing donuts in one of our, you know, crew vans or whatever. Like, we were always just goofing around out there. But like that myth in particular, all of the tries that we were doing to crash the cars, like worst case scenario, the car crashes and it's super fun to watch.
Yeah.
I love that sound of just like crunching metal. It's so cool.
And the amount of engineering that we did to pull that off, I look back and go, how the hell did we, you know, pull all these stunts off? We found an old Corvette. We set it up, had it, you know, nose down a little bit. And then we had a tow rig that we were pulling these old Mustangs to just hit like the front lip just to the side so that it would launch the car, but also cause it to roll midair. And like you said, all of our tests, it was just a head-on collision. Like, there was no launching into the air. There was no spinning like in the movie. And we're just like, damn it. It's not working.
Didn't we even, you know, add ramping to the front of the Corvette so it made it actually into a ramp, like, you know, welded something on the front of it?
Yeah, that was the next. We're like, okay, well, let's make it easier for the car to get up onto the Corvette. Yeah. And then I don't think anything worked until we finally basically just built a giant steel ramp on the top of the Corvette. And then we were able to get the Mustang to launch into the air and spiral like in the movie. And it was like, we replicated the results. This is awesome.
Are you sad you never got to ride in the car and, you know, try to shoot through the moonroof?
Yeah.
I'm kidding. it was insane carnage. Insane carnage. Yeah. Sorry, mom joke. Those were really long days out of the Alameda runway, but they were always really fun. I remember, you know, we'd always drive home and like stop at the factory that made fortune cookies, or like it was just like such camaraderie. It was also just every time we used a tow rig like that to bring cars into a crash, it was just such a one of those simple genius rigs. Like, Jamie and Adam first did it, I think the first time was for Compact, which was two giant Freightliner trucks. hitting straight on and like squishing, it was supposed to be like a VW bug, I think, in the original myth. And and so like to drag two giant big rigs straight towards each other had to take like some, you know, an elegant pulley system with cars that, you know, all had to be coordinated. I remember driving the truck that would be pulling one of the cars towards each other, and you're just all on walkie talkie and 3, 2, 1, we're all trying to do it exactly right, exactly at the right time. Ropes had to all work, but like not work too well because they had to break at the right time. Like it was just a really elegant, beautiful idea for experimentation with these with cars out there. But like it worked so well that we got it, it became plug and play. We're like, okay, we're going to the Alameda runway. We know how to do this experiment.
And then if we had multiple vehicles, it was like all hands on deck. So we'd have, you know, producers in the cars and we'd all be on the same walkie line. Everyone would be open and the producer would be like, okay, here we go. We're going to count it in 3, 2, 1. And it was like everybody hit the gas and it was just like, it's on.
God, it must have been so much more fun to work on Mythbusters than to go work on a union gig where like you're a cameraman or a sound person. You're probably never going to get to drive the car. But everybody got to play.
Yeah. You know what? My favorite part about working out at Alameda Runway was St. George's Distillery was at the end of the runway. And so we became good friends with them. And so we would just go and do tastings. We'd do vodka tastings, rum tastings. It was like the best way to end the day.
They were also, they were science geeks. They just loved distilling. So they brought it, they showed us, this is a hydrometer. This is how we figure out this. This is how, we, like, they were nerding out with us enough that they would let us store our rigs in their warehouse so that we didn't have to bring them all the way back over the bridge and just, like, leave them there overnight. They were nice.
And then they would get
them.
Us all lit.
Seasons are changing. It's starting to get cold. There's all kinds of holiday plans. So I think it's time for me to freshen up my wardrobe. And I think that's why we're going to talk about Quince.
Quince makes it easy to look sharp, feel good, and find gifts that last. From Mongolian cashmere sweaters to Italian wool coats, Quince pieces are crafted from premier materials and built to hold up without the luxury markup. They sent me a sweater, a Mongolian cashmere sweater, and it is my favorite sweater in my wardrobe, and I'm not just saying that.
Is it soft?
Yeah. It's so light, but it keeps me warm.
I looked over on the website. It seems like they have some amazing stuff, even for girls. I mean, every dude needs a Mongolian cashmere sweater, and for $50, that's awesome.
Quince makes the essentials every guy needs. Mongolian cashmere sweaters for $50, Italian wool coats that look and feel designer, and denim and chinos that fit just right.
Each piece is made from premium materials by trusted factories that meet rigorous standards for craftsmanship and ethical production.
Get your wardrobe sorted and your gift list handled with Quince. Don't wait. Go to quince.com/mythfits for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. Now available in Canada, too.
That's quince.com/mythfits. Free shipping and 365-day returns. Quince.com/mythfits.
5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
Tori, I know that we always watch movies looking for things that we can test on Mythbusters, and there's an audience question that came in that was kind of along those lines. I would like to play that.
Hey, MythFits. Robert from Madison, Wisconsin. I was just wondering what myths, like what modern movie myths would you think would be fun to test? Now, personally, I think the Bird Box Challenge, trying to drive maybe a mile or two with nothing but proximity sensors and GPS is not going to go well, but I think it would be fun to test. Any of yours that you would think would be fun?
Thank you, Robert from Madison, Wisconsin.
Such a perfect question for this episode.
By the way, I love Madison, Wisconsin. That's a great town. I've done a lot of college talks there, and Wisconsin people always give you cheese curds on the way to the airport. Anyway.
Dude, that's such a perfect question for this episode. I love it. How many times do we see a movie and we're just like, oh, I wish Mythbusters was still going on because it would be so fun to test this one.
I, you know what? Also, like for a running list, if you guys are listening to this podcast out there, all you crazy myth fits out there, tell us what myths you see when if you're watching a movie and you're like, oh my God, I wish they would test that. Would you send that to us so that we can talk about it? Because I know when John Wick was playing the other day, it's a really violent scene. So I don't know if we can put that up here, but like there is a lot of using a pencil as a weapon, a pencil kill, where like he's fighting two guys at once and he keeps using a pencil to stab into different places.
It's a strong pencil.
Yeah, it's a really, really strong pencil, but I want to know, can you shove a pencil that deep into someone's neck? Because I as someone who has spent some time with some spinal cord and making a neck out of it for Mythbusters, that's really tough. I can't imagine you could get a pencil in and pull it out. Like, can you pull a pencil into an eye socket and get to the brain, like you lobotomize someone? Like, will a pencil survive that? And will it create the kind of damage that it did in the movies? I mean,
is it like a one kill weapon, like, or one use weapon where it's like stab? Okay, leave that one there. Got another pencil, stab. Because I would imagine it would break if it's hitting a hard part of the skull. Maybe if it's soft part of the skull, it might penetrate.
Like if you can find that one gushy area that you can get into, I don't know. Yeah.
God, there's so many things from John Wick that I would love to test. Like just the bulletproof suits that they are wearing, you know, where it's like a super thin material. Can you make a super thin material actually bulletproof like in the movie? Like that we would be episodes upon episodes. We'd be going back to John Wick.
Because for a bulletproof vest, it needs to decelerate that bullet. So it kind of needs the thickness to it. Like I'm sure that there's a lot of research being done. We should probably go look up.
Unless there's some alien technology that we don't know about that it could be super thin.
Speaking of alien technology, I mean, I know sort of at the end of Mythbusters, we did a lot more goofier myths that were, Star Wars myths, and we're sure, on an Ewok planet, maybe the gravity would be different, so
people
we can't
didn't
really
like
test
that
it.
Episode. Or but, I shouldn't say like the diehard geeks and nerds who love Star Wars and love Mythbusters, they loved it, but like the diehard like science fans were like, this is not science, this is BS. Like that whole world, that whole universe is made up. Why you're testing a universe that doesn't exist?
Right. And I know I know it was somewhat wasn't it alien technology that gave Spider-Man his powers?
Not alien. It was radioactive. He got bitten by a radioactive spider.
Oh, you're right. Silly me. But what about
nerd
his
alert?
Like, could you if you had a spider web string that was actually, you know, correlated to the size of the human, could you actually swing on that? Like, you know. Would it have the tensile strength to be able to hold you? And I mean, I know that spider webs are made of a lot of different tiny little nano silks all rolled together. So it does have that idea of, you know, being stronger like a rope would be rather than just one solid piece.
There's a lot of debate online. And there was a guy, his name is James Kakleos. Anyway, he did like this whole study on it. But he was basically saying, if, like in the movie Spider-Man, if you had a pencil size, like pencil thickness of web, it would be strong enough to hold up an average man's weight. So like say 200 pounds, right? But what he said is if the, if Spider-Man was falling and he shot up to like, let's say a building to stop his fall, that the deceleration, the G's would be so strong that it would kill a normal man. But let's remember, he's a superhero. He's not a normal man. But here's another thing that he didn't talk about, which I was like, well, he is Spider-Man. So like, couldn't he shoot some of the web out as he's falling to slow down that deceleration so that it's not a, like a, just an end of the rope. He's like letting out little, some of the spider web slowly to slow down the deceleration and survive that. See?
There is probably pages and pages of Reddit discussing this. They have thought of it way more. I mean, I forgot that it was radioactive spider. Spider-Man wasn't my favorite of the superheroes. I'm sorry, I hate to say that, but I didn't go that deep into
Spider-Man. I love Spider-Man.
I'm more of a Batman girl. I like the bad boys.
I'm Batman. Well, this was fun.
On that note.
Wait a minute. Are you feeling a little bit better, Carrie?
Yeah, you know what? As always, you have cheered me up.
Oh,
I'm all
glad
full
to hear
of
it.
Holiday cheer.
I'm glad
I am
to
ready
hear
to face that holiday because you know what? I got to end the year with you.
Oh, you're sweet. Isn't it crazy though how quickly this year has flown? I swear, I feel like we are in the Matrix because time is just going faster and faster and it's not making any sense.
But I'm looking forward to a whole nother year of kind of growing and developing with this podcast because
yeah,
I think
we
started the same way we did with Mythbusters, where it was kind of like a little awkward. We're trying to figure it out. But now it really is just my favorite day of the week. So
get out of here.
Thank you, Tori. Thank you for doing this with me, Tori. And thank all you guys out there. Thank you for, you know, getting us to the number one on Spotify for new shows. All the stuff that Tori talked about. Like, oh my gosh, we love you. Thank you so much
for
going on this journey and helping us. And please continue to be part of the conversation, whether it's YouTube or Instagram or, you know, email us, whatever it is. Please tell us, what are your favorite movie myths that you've seen? What ideas on guests that you'd like us to talk to or what you'd like to hear from Tori and I? Like, subscribe, follow, and continue to stay weird, MythFits.
Remember to keep sending in those video questions. We love those because we get to bring you on the podcast and it just feels like a big, giant, weird family. Which, here comes the holidays. Here we go.
The very best way to get us a video question is to email us. So email us at mythfitspodcast@gmail.com. And we'd love to have you as part of our show. Happy holidays, everybody. MythFits out.
Stay weird.
Pioneer.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.